My name's George Wilkinson. I attended the Antiques Roadshow at Coventry Cathedral, taking along an item that belonged to the City of Coventry Freeman's Guild. The cup is probably about 15 inches tall, very ornately decorated, with lots of stones and fine silverwork. It's got three handles and three spouts.
I've seen a number of three-handle cups and mugs and things over the years, which are usually called loving cups, but I've never seen one with three handles and three spouts. Sounds like you're up to some wild parties with an implement like this.
The cup was shown to Mr. Alistair Dickinson, the silver expert. We believe this cup to be a 1946 silver cup, which had been donated to us by the London Freeman. Mr. Dickinson was more than surprised, shall we say, when he saw the cup, immediately took it off us and inverted it to see the hallmark and said, "I'm not going to tell you any more, this must go on the show." Off record, he'd actually said, "Well, to be truthful to you, when they said there was a 46 silver cup coming along, there's not a lot of good stuff about at that time." But as soon as he saw the cup, he knew it was a lot older than that. Then after that, of course, it was a case of a volunteer was now needed to take this on the show. I was on my own at that point. So after a trip to makeup, they put a bit of powder on it. Yeah, prepared me for the camera. I was quite nervous, you know, to say the least. He informed us then that it was 1908.
You know, the history behind it is wonderful, but I've got to tell you that as a piece of silver, this weighs a ton, and it's fabulously made. I would say, because of the amount of workmanship in this piece, it's got to be insured for probably anything between £10,000 and £15,000. Oh, right.
It was quite a surprise, really, and we were all surprised at it. Himself being a freeman, he did hope one day to come back to Coventry to perhaps drink from it himself, and joke that perhaps if we'd had a bottle of wine present, we could have tried it out on the day. Now it's repeated, and you get a phone call quite often now and again, saying, "I've seen you on the telly at the weekend." Some of the other guilds that didn't know about it, the next time we used it, it was quite a talking point, even for the London Guild. I think they were trying to say that we only loaned it at one point. It was a great day. I really enjoyed it. Nice to be part of.
We shall certainly remember our visit, so thanks to the Dean and all Coventrians for their welcome and for showing us their treasures. For now, goodbye.